Native American boarding schools left a legacy of trauma in Indigenous communities. Churches and the federal government used the schools to assimilate Native children, suppressing their language and culture. To heal these wounds, the National Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition is traveling the country talking to the survivors of these schools. The Oral History Project will visit Milwaukee June 23rd to 27th to collect stories from Wisconsin survivors. WUWM reporter Jimmy Gutierrez and Eric Vaughn fellow Maria Peralta Arellano spoke with Oral History Program Manager Charlie Brissett to learn more.
Milwaukee is preparing for the Oral History Project to come and visit and talk to some of our survivors that live in our communities around us. So could you tell us what the introduction of the boarding schools looked like and how they altered Indigenous communities?
Yeah, sure. I will have to say that the beginning of the boarding school era started in and before the 1880s, but it was around that time where Richard Henry Pratt, who is credited with starting Carlisle Industrial School in Pennsylvania. It wasn't the earliest school, but it was one of the earliest schools that was used as a model to design the rest of the Native American boarding schools that were federally supported in the United States. And our organization has now found and researched that there have been over 526 schools identified now in what is known as the United States. You know, as we know, colonization has played a huge role into the determinants of health of our communities and Native American individuals. So every person has been impacted by the effects of not only colonization, but the Indian boarding school legacy.
You got into a little bit about what the boarding schools did, right? Like all of the ways that it was a forced assimilation and just how prolific the system was dating back to the 1880s. So pretty recently here in Wisconsin, and that there are over 500 of these schools nationwide. I'm curious about the why. Can we spend some more time with exactly what was the purpose behind these schools? Why were they built?
So it's going to depend kind of on which sources you're taking information from, but there were multiple reasons for these schools. And the biggest thing is to erase an entire race of people and to eradicate a culture and an entire group of people. Sometimes we say it was our American Indian genocide. It was also part of the land grab, you know, by weakening communities, by separating families, separating and destroying family units. It made communities easier to target for land grab initiatives. So multifaceted, it's really unimaginable the breadth of the effects of not just boarding schools, but boarding schools were part of a larger system, right, to erase and eradicate people.
Anything that has to do with colonization is a painful history to tell, and it can take a lot of strength and courage to tell those stories and tell those experiences with it. So with the project and the nature of how violent that these schools were, why is it important to record and preserve those stories from the survivors themselves?
That is a wonderful question. The first thing that I will say is because this is the true history. This is the truth coming directly from those that attended these institutions. And so we know it is the truth because it's exactly what has happened to them. And so we need to preserve these histories so that they don't get lost and that they're not forgotten and that they're recorded and preserved for not only their family's legacy and their own legacy, but for generations to come. There can be profound healing that comes from sharing one story. And we see that on a regular basis with our oral history project.
To participate in the Native American Boarding School Oral History Project, you can sign up by calling 651-650-4445 or emailing oralhistoryproject@nabshc.org.